Antifa mugshots, Portland police arrest 11 in another night of violent protest. By Hannah Blow on September 9, 2020. Authorities arrested 11 demonstrators following another night of violent protest in Portland late Tuesday into Wednesday morning. A group of demonstrators failed to heed the warnings of officials late Tuesday night, marching to the Transit Police Department offices and standing on MAX train rails, which police say interfered with trains getting through the area. Other group members stood in the street, blocking vehicular traffic, according to the Portland Police Bureau, PPB. Authorities warned members of the group they needed to move and allow traffic to proceed or face crowd control agents, including, but not limited to, tear gas and/or impact weapons. Some demonstrators refused to listen and hurled water bottles and eggs at cops. Per PPB. Since the group continued to stand in the street, blocking vehicular traffic, along with vandalizing property, at 12:05 a.m., the area of Southwest Jefferson Street to Southwest Salmon Street from Southwest First Avenue to Southwest Broadway was closed. The group was told over loudspeaker the area was closed and they were to disperse to the west. If the group did not disperse, they would be subject to arrest, citation, or crowd control agents, including, but not limited to, tear gas and/or impact weapons. Despite the warnings, the group continued to stand in the street. Portland police officers began to disperse the crowd from the area, making several targeted arrests. Police made 11 arrests and issued a single citation. Arrests include Cherry, Adrian, 25-year-old, of Vancouver, Washington, interfering with a peace officer. Wilson, Joy, 45-year-old, of Portland, Oregon, interfering with a peace officer, 2 counts. Melina, Tracy L., 37-year-old, interfering with a peace officer, resist arrest, disorderly conduct 2. Duran, Andrew, 18-year-old, of Hillsboro, Oregon, interfering with a peace officer, resist arrest. Curtis, Peter, 40-year-old, of Scappoose, Oregon, disorderly conduct 2, interfering with a peace officer, resist arrest. Garlic, Frederick, 31-year-old, of Portland, Oregon, interfering with a peace officer, disorderly conduct 2. Berkshire, David, 36-year-old, of Oakland, California, interfering with a peace officer, disorderly conduct 2. Robeck, Dylan, 26-year-old, of Portland, Oregon, interfering with a peace officer. Schlichting, Marley, 22-year-old, of Portland, Oregon, interfering with a peace officer, disorderly conduct 2. Cavanaugh-Colley, Fiona, 20-year-old, of Portland, Oregon, interfering with a peace officer, disorderly conduct 2. Beaver, Ella, 22-year-old, of Portland, Oregon, interfering with a peace officer, disorderly conduct 2, attempt escape 3. Authorities made dozens of arrests following violent protests in the Rose City over the weekend, with 59 arrests stemming from Saturday night's demonstrations alone. Rioters have targeted police precincts, set fires, and targeted cops, tossing various projectiles, including commercial-grade fireworks, in their direction during the ongoing protests in the city. Journalist Andy Ngo has a running tab of the mugshots of Portland arrestees, many of whom have been released without bail. Arrestees include Alex Zimmerman, who was arrested and released on Sunday with several charges, including a felony assault, felony riot, and carrying a concealed weapon, among other charges. Others include those who NGO describes as serial arrestees. PPB has spent $6.9 million on overtime in June and July due to the violent riots in Portland.